The National Rifle Association held its annual meeting yesterday in Denver, despite the political fire that arose in the wake of the massacre in nearby Littleton at Columbine High School. Denver's mayor asked the organization to cancel the meeting. The NRA refused, choosing instead to scale back from 3 days to one. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports that while 2,500 NRA members gathered inside a hotel, thousands of protesters demonstrated outside.
The killings at Columbine High School have given new momentum to the gun control movement. That was evident yesterday as 8,000 demonstrators from all across Colorado gathered in a cold, gray rain to protest the National Rifle Association's annual meeting. It's been less than 2 weeks after the 12 students and a teacher were gunned down by Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, and the most powerful speakers at the gun control rally were parents of Columbine students like Linda Cuesta.
On April 20th, my husband and I stood in Leawood School Gym with hundreds of other weeping parents. We wandered about to see, looking for a face that we might know, a face that could tell us if they had seen our son. I desperately bargained with God that day. Please let my precious son walk through that door. And in that limbo, I promised that I would become a clear voice against the evil that had crept into my world.
Linda Cuesta's son did walk through that gymnasium door and back into their lives. Tom Mauser was not so lucky. His 15-year-old son, Daniel, was shot by Harrison Klebold and died.
I can assure you that I'm not being exploited today. I am here today because my son Daniel would want me to be here today. Yeah. Something is wrong in this country when a child can grab a gun so easily and shoot a bullet into the middle of a child's face, as my son experienced.
Inside the Adams Mark Hotel ballroom where the NRA was meeting, there was also a feeling that something was wrong in America, but it had nothing to do with guns. The theme of the NRA's convention was that bad people were to blame, along with the media. NRA President Charlton Heston came back to this idea time and again.
Somewhere right now, evil people are planning evil things. All of us will do everything meaningful, everything we can do to prevent it. But each horrible act can't become an axe for opportunists to cleave the very Bill of Rights that binds us. America must stop this predictable pattern of reaction. When an isolated, terrible event occurs, our phones ring, demanding that the NRA explain the inexplicable. Why us? Because their story needs a villain. They want us to play the heavy in their drama of packaged grief, to provide riveting programming to run between commercials for cars and cat food.
The NRA did scale back its annual meeting from 3 days to one, canceling the biggest draw, the huge gun show where more than 300 dealers sell a vast assortment of weaponry. With the NRA meeting now over, the town of Littleton will refocus on the continuing investigation of the massacre. While investigators believe suspects Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold may have had accomplices, no arrests appear to be on the horizon. Yesterday, Harris's parents said through their lawyer that they would not cooperate with the investigation unless they were granted immunity. That's apparently a reaction to comments by the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department that the suspect's parents should have known what was going on and should be held accountable. I'm Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Denver.